where does this stand right now? Because, you know, we're led to believe that there will be no NHL games. Again, we haven't heard anything official. It certainly appears as if a lot of people are talking about this. Where does it stand, as far as you know?
It's obviously been a very busy day. A lot of different conversations have transpired over the course of the morning and obviously into the afternoon here. As far as I'm aware, I don't believe there's going to be any games being played. I think the players that are in the bubble currently that were slated to play today and even tomorrow feel strongly about not playing and having this be a time to educate themselves and ourselves as a hockey community on these issues and show support for not only us as black players in the league, but black people, as a society, and all minorities for that matter.
Evander, do you know whether or not there was a discussion last night among the players about not playing those games?
I'm not sure what happened last night. I do know that there was a discussion this morning with regards to the NHL players in the bubble. And, I know those kind of took off with most of the teams. And, we had a good discussion this morning and was proud to be a part of that.
Should mention, by the way, that the Oakland A's players have just announced that they will not be playing tonight. Just issued a press release literally seconds ago. I watched the coverage last night. Like a lot of people, I was flicking around and watching the coverage and seeing how different outlets were handling it and what was being said. And there was a lot of anger at, quote, the NHL for once again being left behind, for not hitting the right tone. And look, I know you're an NHL player, and I'm going to ask you to criticize your peers here, but my understanding of this is the thing that makes what the Bucks did yesterday and the NBA players and MLS players and everybody else did yesterday is it was a players thing. It was basically a players' strike. Players saying, we're withholding our services. We don't like what's happened. We got to do what we can to affect change. Were you disappointed last night in the NHL players as a group that they couldn't get together and make this decision? Because, especially the guys in the Western bubble, Evander, they had a lot of time to think about this.
Yeah. You know what? Obviously, there's been some disappointment throughout my entire career, both on the NHL side and obviously as players. I think, obviously, last night there was maybe some... there was another opportunity for us to be leaders. At the same time, I really give the players a lot of credit today in making that decision. The NHL is, as a culture, has not been one to be very supportive or diverse or forward thinkers or leaders in any of these areas regarding social injustice or racism or any of these type of issues. And for the players to step up today and make that decision on their own, like I said, I give them a lot of credit. I appreciate their support. I speak for all the members for our within our alliance in saying that. And now it's what do we do? I spoke to Robin Lehner earlier today, and that was one of his questions is, what do we do now? We don't want to just waste the day or waste tomorrow doing nothing. We want to make this a meaningful thing. And I think those are the type of things that you want to hear from players and my peers specifically. And it is great to hear that type of feedback. And obviously as the HDA, we are happy to help. And obviously are excited that the players have taken the stand and joined the party per se and understood that there are things that are bigger than hockey, and we're not saying that hockey is never going to be played again or shouldn't be played again, but I think at this moment in time there's bigger things to be thinking about.
Evander, how would you characterize those discussions today? Was there any regret about the games going on last night? Was there any pushback about wanting to play tonight?
Well, I don't know what happened yesterday. I wasn't privy to those discussions, if any. What I do know is I think the players were very united in their thought process this morning on what they wanted to do. And like I said, it was a pleasant surprise to hear that. So I'll leave it at that, with in terms of the getting into the discussions that we had with the players.